잠시 후 UA 중앙교육 모의대학 수학능력시험 고등학교 1학년 3교시 영어 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 지금부터 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 22번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자가 주문할 요람을 고르시오.
What are you doing at the computer?
I'm searching the internet, trying to find a cradle for our baby. Oh, look at this online shopping site.
Wow, they have a large selection of cradles.
Yes, I like this moon-shaped one. Oh, wait a moment. This one looks much cuter.
Yeah, they are both cute, but I'm sure our baby won't know the difference. Besides, they don't seem practical.
Then how about this basket cradle? We can carry it with us everywhere we go.
If you carry it with you, your arm and shoulder will ache. What about this wooden cradle? It seems quite strong.
Oh, I like this one better. This cradle is designed to move back and forth, so we can swing our baby to sleep.
Yes, and our baby can look at the mobiles.
Okay, I'll order it.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello?
Good evening, sir. Is this Mr. Jones?
Yes, it is.
This is Smile Sports Club. Mr. Jones, I'm calling to offer you a special discount.
You want to offer me an unbelievable bargain on yoga lessons, right?
No, actually. We want to offer you a one-month free trial membership. After your free month, you can continue to enjoy our sports club for the great price of only $39.95 per month.
What? I'm not interested.
Well, you can use all of our facilities, including the gym, the weight room, the squash courts, and the swimming pool.
Again, I'm not interested. I have my own fitness program I do around the house.
This is really a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
No, like I said, I'll pass this time. And please put me on your don't call list.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
The decision to have cats is a serious one because it can affect your entire life. Are you prepared physically and emotionally? First, you should have enough room in your home for active cats to be comfortable and safe. You also need to have the physical energy to take care of their physical needs, which may include feeding day and night. Finally, although cats can provide fun and joy, they also bring with them hard work and sometimes sorrow. Cats do die sometimes through no fault of your own. Therefore, you should keep in mind that the time will come when you'll have to say goodbye.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Can I help you, sir? Seat number 17D. Yours is the aisle seat just here.
An aisle seat? I asked for a window seat.
Did you? I'm sorry. You've been given an aisle seat. Did you request a window seat at check-in?
Yes, and she told me I had a window seat.
Oh dear. I'm really sorry about this, but don't worry. The flight isn't full today, so I'm sure I can get a window seat for you.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am. Would you mind just taking this seat until I have checked the passenger list? It will only take a couple of minutes.
Certainly not. Thank you very much.
I'll be back in a moment with a new seat for you.
(5번) 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불한 총 금액을 고르시오.
What can I get for you?
I'd like to buy 4 pounds of ground beef, please.
Okay, ma'am.
It is $5 per pound, right?
Yes, your total is $20, but there is a 10% discount today.
Great. Could you add pork and chicken breasts?
Sorry, we're out of chicken breasts right now, but we have some pork.
How much is it?
Pork is $4 per pound.
Can I get a discount on that as well?
The discount doesn't apply to pork.
In that case, I'll take 2 pounds.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all for now. Here's the money.
Thanks, ma'am. They'll be ready in a minute.
6번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
If your child will not be in school on a particular day, it is very important for you to call in advance and let us know. In the past couple of years, there have been more and more parents who do not call in when their child is going to be absent. We try to follow up on each of these children, but it is a difficult, frustrating, and time-consuming task. We don't want to stop this practice, as we believe it is important for the safety of our students. So we need your help. If your child is going to be absent, please call in. Thank you.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Kevin. How's it going?
It couldn't be better. How about you?
Good. Are you doing anything on Saturday?
This coming Saturday? Why?
I'd like to ask a favor.
Actually, I have to help my father clean the house in the afternoon.
It's just a couple of hours in the morning. You'll have the whole afternoon to help your father.
Okay. What is the favor?
Could you give me a hand at the recycling center?
Okay, but just until noon. Can you give me a ride there?
Oh, I'd like to, but my brother is going to use my car this weekend.
That's okay.
I'll treat you to dinner later. Thanks so much.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Let's sit here, Jessica. You can see everything.
I'm very curious to see what will happen.
What do you want to know?
Everything. I've never been here before. Is that the person on trial?
No, the one on trial is that short man.
Is the tall, thin woman a lawyer?
You're right. She is one of the most famous lawyers.
I see. Then who is that man sitting at that little table?
He is a court clerk. He writes down everything people say.
Oh, I see. Is it time to begin?
Yes, we're waiting for the judge.
(9번) 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
I have something to tell you about Johnny.
What's the matter?
He spends a lot of time in his own world.
Could you give me some samples?
Well, he daydreams a lot and doesn't pay attention when I am teaching.
Really? Have you ever tried to talk to him when he looks like he is daydreaming?
Yes. I try to call his name to stop him from daydreaming, but I usually have to call out his name loudly 2 or 3 times.
Do you feel my son can't concentrate during class?
Right. He seems to become anxious when I try to draw his attention toward what is happening in the classroom.
Oh, I'll need to have a serious talk with him.
Yes, it's time to pay careful attention to him.
10번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 찾아간 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Who is it?
It's me, David.
Oh, David. Come on in.
Hi, Beth. I need some help.
What's that?
I asked my American friend to teach me how to make my favorite dishes. She sent me this, but I don't understand the instructions.
I can help. What are the instructions you don't understand?
First it says to chop some onions. My dictionary says chop means to cut. Do I cut the onions with scissors?
No. Chop just means to cut them up into very small pieces with a knife.
Oh, okay. I get it. Now this one says to brown the onions.
That means to cook them in a little oil until they turn brown all over.
Oh, I've never seen the word brown used as a verb before.
11번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 언급한 사진을 순서대로 나열한 것을 고르시오.
Alice, how was your vacation last week?
It was amazing. These are the pictures from the trip.
This picture shows me that the weather wasn't good. You're wearing a raincoat here, aren't you?
No, it isn't a raincoat. I am wearing a poncho and standing in front of the bus.
A poncho? What do you mean by that?
A poncho looks like a blanket-like cape and is much larger. This one is designed to cover over a backpack.
I see. Anyway, you went to the stone house of the ancient Romans.
Yes. It looks like little stone haystacks in this picture, doesn't it?
That's right. So, what are you doing in this picture?
I was walking around the stone house and found a nice little cafe.
So you decided to drink a cup of coffee and just enjoy watching people?
Exactly.
12번. 다음 지도를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택할 주유소를 고르시오.
We're running out of gas. I think we should drop by a gas station.
I'll compare the gas prices at stations nearby using my smartphone. There are 5 gas stations near here.
Where is the cheapest one?
Well, the cheapest one is too far from here. Do we have enough gas to get there?
I don't think so. Let's find the closest one.
Well, there is one around the corner, but it has the highest price.
Oh, I don't want to pay more than 2,000 won per liter.
Wait, There are two self-service gas stations down the next block. D Oil is the cheaper one.
But I can't go there. I don't have a bonus card for D Oil.
You mean you can't get a discount without the card?
That's right. Without the discount, the price for D Oil is more expensive.
Then we'd better choose the other one.
Okay, let's go.
(13번) 영어배우 공개 모집에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Dream High Film Company is holding an open casting call to the public for a role in their upcoming movie, Real Steel. You can attend an audition on February 14th in Chicago or on February 20th in New York City. The role is for a boy between 10 and 14 years of age. You will have to look somewhat like your movie dad, Hugh Jackman. Don't worry if you can't make it to the big cities for the casting call. You can also submit a video audition at the website realsteelcasting.com. That's the latest casting call from us here at Clever TV. Good luck!
14번과 15번. 14번, 15번 문항은 운전 연령에 관한 두 사람의 토론을 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 토론을 듣고 14번, 15번 물음에 가장 적절한 답을 고르시오.
Young drivers in the U.S. cause many more accidents than anyone else on the road. This fact shows that they need to be more grown up before they are allowed behind the wheel of a car. Raising the driving age to 18 would probably save a lot of lives. 16-year-olds can be very immature, and they don't realize the full responsibility that comes with driving a car. Therefore, the minimum age should be raised to 18. Although I did get my license at age 16, I can tell you that I did not feel ready to drive.
It is true that younger drivers cause more accidents. However, their age in itself is not the reason. The main reason they cause the most accidents is because of their inexperience. Raising the age to 18 will mean that it takes them longer to get the experience, which will not solve the problem. For example, there are many children, even at the age of 12, who were raised on farms and have excellent driving skills because they had the experience of driving farming vehicles. This shows that the key to good driving is driving experience, not age.
14번. 여자가 주장하는 바로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. 15번. 여자의 의견에 대해 남자가 동의하지 않는 근거로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. (16번) 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1.
Well, there are so many animals resting on the beach.
The sign says, do not disturb the animals. We have to walk quietly. 2.
Oh, the sea looks fantastic. Why don't we pull to the side of the road?
That's a great idea. The view of the sunset from here is wonderful. 3.
These animals are so cute. Can I give them food?
No, you can't. The sign says, do not feed the animals. 4.
The sign says there may be wild animals crossing the road.
Then I'd better slow down. I don't want to have an accident. 5.
The animals are sleeping in the trees. They don't move at all.
They usually sleep during the daytime, but they are active at night.
Did you get an invitation to Kelly's party?
Yes, I did, but I'm going to tell her I can't go because of my business trip. How about you?
I just want to rest that day. But I don't want to upset Kelly. So I'm trying to find an excuse not to attend.
How about telling her that you have to take care of a sick relative?
I've already used that one. I told her that I was taking care of my mother the last time she invited me to dinner.
Why not tell her you're on a special assignment and you have to work night and day to get it done?
Don't you think that's too strange? I work as a store clerk.
You've got a point there. Why don't you offer an apology and just say that you can't make it?
That's it? I don't have to come up with an excuse?
18번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Dad, I have a favor to ask you.
What is it?
Can I use your car tomorrow?
Why do you want to use my car?
I'm going to the beach with Susan.
Can't you remember the last time you borrowed it? You had an accident and broke the door.
Yeah, I really regret that. I promise I'll drive carefully this time.
I'm really not sure that I should lend it to you.
Please? I'll fill the gas tank up before I get home.
Well, okay then, but promise me you'll be home by 8 p.m. I have to go out tomorrow evening and I need a car.
19번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Judy. I saw you and your son at the supermarket the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, you looked pretty upset. Was anything wrong?
Oh, Timmy had taken something from the store without paying.
Uh-oh. What did he take?
A chocolate bar. I told him he'd have to go back to the store, apologize, and pay for it.
How did that go?
He did a great job, actually. The owner of the store was very understanding, too.
So, did you have to pay back the money?
The owner told Timmy that he didn't have to pay him back if he promised never to do this kind of thing again.
Did he?
Of course. Timmy told the owner that he wouldn't do that again.
20번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Rachel Jones speaking.
Hi, Ms. Jones. This is James Martin. Do you remember me?
Definitely, Mr. Martin. How's it going?
Not so good. I have something to tell you about what we discussed yesterday.
Is it about the new education policy suggested by Professor Ross?
Yes, I told you I objected to his opinion, but today's paper says that I agreed with him.
Well, I remember you said you liked his idea of reforming education.
To be exact, I just said I liked some of his suggestions, not all.
Oh, if that's the case, then I'm sorry. There must have been some misunderstanding.
I'm in big trouble now because of this article. You have to do something for me.
(21번) 다음은 강의의 일부분입니다. 강의 내용을 마무리하는 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, everyone. Today, I'll be talking about food and nutrition. Each food has its own strong points. Some foods are better than others for giving you energy. These foods include bread, potatoes, rice, meat, and milk. Some foods are better than others for helping keep your bones, teeth, and skin healthy. These foods include fruits, vegetables, milk, and cheese. Some foods are better than others for helping to make strong muscles. These foods include eggs, dried beans, fish, and chicken. Therefore, I want you to keep in mind that
22번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 존이 어머니에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
John decides to visit his mother's house in the country with his wife. His mother's house is far away from where he lives, and it takes about 10 hours to drive there. John drives his car for a while, and then his wife drives it when he gets tired. Later, John drives the car again. They continue to take turns driving all the way to his mother's house. The drive is really long, but John thinks that it is not as difficult as he expected. After a long drive, they finally arrive at their destination. John's mother welcomes them and asks John how the drive was. In this situation, what would John most likely say to his mother?
이제 듣기, 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 23번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.